No, you're good. My friends, welcome to On Point with Rachel Turgeman. I'm so glad you can join us tonight. Viewers, do you remember this? Loves me. He loves me not. He loves me.
He loves me not.
He loves me. He loves me not. Aw, really? My friends, toxic relationships can tear you apart and may even cause you your death. Joining us tonight is Ms. Alicia Billiard. She's a corporate psychologist. She's a personal psychologist and an amazing psychotherapist. Alicia, welcome. Welcome to On Point with Rachel Turgeman. I'm so glad you took time out of your very busy calendar on a Friday night to be here with all our viewers. Welcome.
Thanks to you, Rachel. Thanks to this opportunity. And I'm honored to be here with you. Talking about this matter that important, that's toxic relationships. You're so right.
Absolutely. So we know that you have a wealth of information about different subject matters of interest to all of our viewers. But tonight, Alicia, and to all our viewers, I want to make sure that we have a front and center conversation about toxic relationships. But before we begin, I would like all our viewers to get to know you better. How's that?
Awesome.
Okay. So let's begin with, where were you born? Talk to us.
Well, I'm a proud Latina. So I was born and raised in the Dominican Republic, in this beautiful city called Santiago de los Caballeros. It's located in the heart of the country. So
I love it. It sounds exciting. Yeah. I have never been to the Dominican Republic.
Really?
I'm sure that many of our viewers have, but I heard that you have a blast here. So after COVID,
yes,
when we all get our vaccinations, hopefully
please,
soon, and we'll say goodbye to COVID, we all need to travel. How's that?
Awesome. We have beautiful places there. Punta Cana is the famous one. Punta Cana, yes. Cabarete, La Romana.
Oh,
but yes,
God.
Welcome. We can go together if you want.
Oh, I would love to. We'll definitely have to plan it. So
yes.
Talk to us, Alicia, about your life experiences and how you decided, what triggered you, what influenced you to become a psychotherapist and a psychologist? Wow, that's a mouthful. Talk to us.
That's an interesting question. I think it's the first time that someone has asked me that. I love it.
Well, thank you.
Yes, and yeah, awesome, thank you. So as a child, I want to become a veterinarian first. So yes, I'm an animal lover. But then during my adolescence, I start hearing these subjects about hypnosis or metaphysics or spiritual and holistic approaches, thanks to my mom and some of her friends that talked around me these subject matters. So that pushed me to this passion and love, and that's why I studied psychology and psychotherapy, because my mom was my inspiration. Actually, one of the books of Brian Weiss, the famous Brian Weiss, hypnosis.
Yes.
That's why I started studying psychology.
Really?
But back in Dominican Republic, they don't have this knowledge or certifications about hypnosis. So I start or choose psychology because of that.
And I love it.
My passion about psychology, mind, emotions, holistic and spiritual approaches, again, it's because my mom and my dad are accountants, but my mom, as I said, she has this passion about these subjects and I love it. Also, I read a lot. I'm a book eater because of her, because since I was a little kid, I saw her always reading these books and now we are best friends.
Excellent. That's beautiful because, you know, obviously our parents have a huge influence on us, especially when we're little, you know. But when Freudian, as you know, he said that by the time we're 5 years old, you know, we've been influenced by our parents and
yes,
all the external stimuli. So that's wonderful. Well, I'm glad that you're a psychotherapist. I've spoken to some of your friends and also to some of your clients or patients, and they love what you do and you've helped them tremendously. So I want to congratulate you.
Thank you so
Toxic relationships, what do they look like? Talk to us about some of those signs.
Well, before talk about the signs, I want to define what is a toxic relationship, you know?
That's a good beginning. Go ahead.
Yeah, so before defining what a toxic relationship are, I would like to clarify that toxic relationships can be seen among couples, among friends, among family members, oh yes, and also among fellow employees. But today, we're going to focus on toxic relationships among couples.
Good.
Yes.
I'm sure that a lot of viewers are waiting to hear from you.
Oh, yes. Well, that being said, a toxic relationship, it's in simple terms, it's when a couple or one or both of the parties mm-hmm. has negative communication and interactions between them. Not necessarily both at the same time, but it can be both or just one. And they harm each other constantly. It is this type of relationship where the participants fails to treat the other with respect, with love, with faith, of course. And in this type of relationship, there's no balance between giving and receiving. For a toxic relationship, Rachel, let me tell you that normally in a toxic relationship, there's two type of people inside, kind of. One of them has a possessive and manipulative personality.
Oh, I've met some of those. Controlling. They want to control
yes.
their life.
Me too. It's something normal. It's like every person normally has one experience like that in their life.
But would you say when it becomes like extreme, right? When they want to watch, you know, get your cell number and see who's writing to you and who's called you and where have you been? I mean, yeah. That's pretty toxic because to the point that you feel like, oh, they're strangling you.
Yes, that's right. That's the worst case scenario there. So the other part, the other personality is one like we call passive personality. It's a person normally depends affection with the other. It's very sensitive, normally guilty feelings. And when this combination attracts and they click, that would happen. Normally it's depend on the frequency of the signs that we're going to mention start a toxic relationship. The worst thing, Rachel, about the toxic relationships is that on many occasions, the person who is suffering of this toxic relationship, they don't know. They don't even know that they are in this situation. That's so sad.
Is it because think that this relationship that they're having where one partner is toxic and the other one is not, do they think this is normal for them? I mean, they don't feel overwhelmed?
Yes, they feel overwhelmed, but they think that's kind of the normal thing. That's the correct thing. That's why.
So that's something that we need to work on.
Yes, definitely.
So that people realize that it's not normal, that that's not a good relationship.
Yes.
And I want to get into the signs with you, and let me just throw some stuff out to you, and then as I throw them out to you, then I want you to comment. How's that? Good deal?
Good. That's fine.
Okay, so toxic relationship, loss of support. So someone in this relationship, it could be, you know, any kind of relationship, one of the people involved in this relationship, this loss of support. What do I mean by that? It's, you know, maybe somebody that doesn't care about your goals, doesn't want to, you know, feels that they're competitive with you. Talk to us about that loss of support in a toxic relationship.
Yes, in a toxic relationship with a specific loss of support, it's one of the signs, thank you for mentioning, it's one of the signs when, for example, my partner, I want to talk to him and express my feelings and express my concerns and express also my virtues.
Right.
So that person or my problems, even with the relationship or work or family, that person doesn't care. It's just you are at your own. Solve your situation.
That's something I ask myself, Alisa. If I'm in a relationship, you know, well, I am in a great relationship right now, so thank God.
Thank
Dr. God. Dr. Alan Silva, I'm very blessed to have him. But I cannot lie to all of you. I've been in a toxic relationship in the past.
Me too.
And, you know, what I mentioned in this name, I want to throw some things that I experienced. And you as a psychotherapist and as a personal psychologist, as well as a corporate psychologist, but here, obviously, personal psychologist, I want you to react to everything that I'm going to throw at you.
Good.
Okay, so you covered support, communication. How bad is the communication in a toxic relationship? What should people expect in a toxic relationship when it comes to communication? Share your thoughts.
In a toxic relationship, the communication is completely wrong in the way that they talk each other, or maybe just one to the other partner, insulting, sarcasm, in a negative way all the time, waiting, like expecting the worst from your couple, make them feel insecure. So the communication, it doesn't exist. It's kind of like that.
Yeah, I don't like that at all, Alisa, at all, because it's not healthy. And you know, nowadays, both people have to work in a relationship, right? So imagine we get home, right? And if we are in a toxic relationship, I don't want my partner to answer me, you know, with overt hostility.
Of course.
Or to be sarcastic when I'm trying to talk about how my day went, or to criticize me. And I'm sure that a lot of our viewers can relate to what we are saying. So yes. Viewers, listen carefully. These are some of the signs that maybe you have been in the past, and God willing, you're not in now. But if you are, you can call Alisa and she can help you get out of it. Or maybe your neighbor or somebody in your family. So that's horrible. What about jealousy? Talk to us.
Before we talk about jealousy, there's other way in communication. It's like no communication, ignoring. That's other way of not having a healthy communication in a toxic relationship. It's like I see all the time in my clients when they said, I just get home from work and my husband or my girlfriend is just doing whatever in her phone, not even looking at me in the eyes, nothing like, how was your day? It's like nothing. They don't
talk. That's horrible. That would ask you as a psychotherapist, why would I want to get home and have my partner ignore me? I'd rather not be with him. What do you think?
No, that's fine. That's correct. And that's the question that everybody have in your mind, like, why are you still there? But it's something deeper than that I'm going to explain later.
Go ahead.
Why?
But still, I want to talk about the signs. So jealousy is also an issue.
Which one?
Jealousy.
Of course. When your partner is like jealous about you to be around your friends, family, opposite sex friends, that's toxic. That normally that person or that partner is start even forbidding you, like, hey, you, and I'm going to say something that it was real in one of my clients. Her boyfriend, as soon as they start the relationship, he started becoming very jealous. Mm-hmm. And if she was talking with another person, the opposite sex, he always said, oh, that guy wants to have sex with you. And if you're talking to him, it's because you wanted to. I was like, oh my God, this girl was. But yes, it happened a lot.
Poor girl. No, but I've heard of that too. So that's not a very uncommon. So yeah. So I'm glad that she went to see you and you know, dealt with this horrible situation.
Yes, of course. And if the couple or the person do not receive therapy or help, that's going to believe that that's a normal thing because he loved me, he cares about me, and he's just, you know, caring. No, that's not okay. That's not good.
I agree with you. Let's talk a little bit about the victim. Okay. So here you have the toxic partner and then you have the victim.
Yes.
As a psychotherapist and as a psychologist, Alisa, when you have this horrible, you know, opposing forces coming at each other, resentment, where does resentment come in with the victim? And how can the resentment, because the victims are probably afraid to say anything because she's walking on eggshells, right? It's like domestic violence, walking on eggshells. So here you're walking on eggshells and you're keeping all this resentment inside of you, right? How does that affect your health, if you will?
Completely. For example, well, yes, you're right. When we hold our emotions inside, our thoughts, of course, the negative one, that creates a whole imbalance in your system, not only mentally, emotionally, also social, physically. Remember that most of the illnesses, diseases, before they become physically, they were before a years or month with negative thinking and negative emotions. And then that become actions. And then it's like start having issues, physical issues. But yes, you're right. When a person is holding everything inside, that's like a bomb.
Because I'm sure you've seen a lot. I'm sure you've seen a lot of your clients that way as well. And then also, you know, how about financial issues? What have you seen in your practices, without mentioning any names, of course, I wouldn't ask you to give any names or anything like that, but I just want our viewers to get a very good understanding. You know, what is a toxic relationship? And if they're in it right now, that they, you know, that they should seek help and call you. Before we go on and to thank all our VIP advertisers, I want to cover one more sign and then we'll continue after that. Financial situations. Okay. Oh, okay. That's okay. Our producer went into the VIP advertiser. That's okay. We'll come back to that, Elisa. Jackson okay. Health Foundation, I want to thank you so much, Flavia, and of course, Charmaine and Anna Vega Milton, who's the chairwoman of the Jackson Health Foundation. For those of you who do not know, Jackson Health Foundation is the fundraising arm of Jackson Health System. We love you, making miracles happen every day. A big shout out to, of course, the chairwoman and, of course, Carlos. Jose Milton Foundation, Anna Vega Milton, we love you. Thank you for United Property Management. Thank you for the support of our shows. Thank you for all the altruistic work, all the philanthropy that you have done throughout the years with your family. We love you. And for all of those that are watching right now, don't forget to tune in next Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And we will be talking to Anna Vega Milton when it comes to corporate social responsibility. Next is our attorney, Nicole Alvarez. Nicole Alvarez specializes in family law, immigration, criminal defense. You've heard from her. She's excellent. Survivor's Pathway, Dr. Francesco Dubrelli, dealing with human trafficking, sexual assault, and dealing with a bunch of other things that deal with violent crimes. Thank you, Dr. Francesco Dubrelli. Magic Ways Youth Foundation, a big shout out to Rudy Bustamante. Thank you for helping so many people, so many foster kids aging out of the foster care system and making sure that they soar like eagles. A big shout out also to Armando Trabanco, who's the chairman, and the rest of the crew. Jewish University System, a big shout out to the founder, to the brainchild, Dr. Jorge Alfonso, and of course the president, his beautiful wife, Lucy Alfonso. My friends, if you want to study education with a doctorate degree, or if you want to earn a doctorate degree in psychology with religious modifiers, contact Jewish University System right online. Next, we have Quantum CPAs and Advisors, Marie Torreson, providing customized and strategic accounting and advisory solutions to entrepreneurs and small business owners. Call Marie Torreson, look up Quantum CPAs and Advisors, does all your taxes, helps you with your budget, and gets you to promote all of your employees in a positive sense so they can increase your bottom line. Next, of course, we have Catholic Hospice. A big shout out to Jessica Joseph, Diane Backoff. My friends, as we all, you know, get to the nearing death of life, the end of our life, we want nurturing, we want love, we want understanding, but we want excellent healthcare services right in the comfort of our hospital or right in the comfort of our home. So Catholic Hospice, we love you. Thank you. And Elisa, we're talking to you now. I can't wait to get back to you to talk about the wonderful signs, our corporate psychologists, and we're doing so many wonderful things to help people with their mind, soul, and bodies to become whole and to be happy. Brenda, your car broker, your car sales girl. My friends, if you're looking for a car, whether it's new, whether it's old, whether you want to lease it and you want a great deal, you want the car be delivered to your house or even to your job, call Brenda, your car sales girl. Light of the World Clinic, Elaine Miceli Vasquez, thank you so much for creating this clinic with your husband, with your beloved late husband in Broward County. Everybody that lives in Broward, that if you are economically disadvantaged, guess what? You have free health care in Broward. United Home Care, thank you so much, Blanca Ceballos, Carlos Martinez, Alina Palenzuela, for taking care of our older adults. Excellent healthcare services, because being home is the best place to be. So, Elisa, getting back to what we were saying, financial situations. Okay, what happens when you're in a financial, when you're married or you're dating somebody in a toxic relationship, and you have somebody in this relationship where they're taking money out of the bank, they're not even telling you that they're taking money out of the bank. Okay, they're buying big item tickets, okay? And they're not even saying, hey, do we need this? Do we don't need this? How important is financial situation in a toxic relationship? Talk to us.
That's more common than you think. Not only doing like buying stuff or buying expensive things, they're also, and that's very common too, to try that partner in this toxic relationship is trying to control the expenses that the partner have. Like, you know, maybe, and they disguise the thing like, let me help you with your finances because you are spending too much money. So I can help you give it your credit cards and I can keep them safe for you. And of course, as you mentioned, the other part or the other way in these financial situations or issues during a toxic relationship, it's when they expend all the money. They took money without permission from the account of the his or her partner. And yes, they expend money. They do all the things with that money, like maybe cheating on the same person with the same money. I know.
Oh my God, that's crazy, crazy. And what is it that when you're involved in a toxic relationship, you're totally drained?
Totally, mentally, physically, financially, it's everything. It's everything. It's like a, I don't like to use that word, but it's like a cancer.
Where you feel totally, totally drained. It's horrible.
It's horrible.
Any other signs that you would like to talk about? The imbalance, perhaps, in a relationship?
Oh, yes.
There's no balance?
Yes. Yes, I have a couple of signs that I want to mention to all the viewers. So they can have like an idea, like, okay, let me check if I'm doing this or have this one. So please
do so.
Yes. So we already mentioned about jealousy, of course, and about friends that control your expenses, which, well, now one of the most famous signs in a toxic relationship is that your partner tries to check your social media, check your phone. Let me see who is talking to you on Facebook. And that happens to me a lot of years ago.
Everybody out there. I'm sure that some viewers are hearing you tonight. They're saying, I remember that happened to me.
Yes.
But what we need to make sure is that we learn from our experiences and that it should not happen again. But I know it goes deeper into that.
Yes, it's deeper than that.
We can come back to some of the signs. I want to move on and talk about some other things. So here you find yourself being in a toxic relationship and maybe one of the partners don't want to let go yet.
Yes.
What would you suggest if one of the partners do not want to let go yet? Can they improve in a toxic relationship? What should somebody do? If any viewers right now don't want to let go and they want to try to improve their relationship.
Try to improve the relationship.
What's the as a psychotherapist?
Well, the first time is that if you are in a toxic relationship and you or your partner is trying to keep that relation to not hurt the feelings of your partner, that's toxic. And if you're allowing that or be part of that, you're toxic too. It's not only a relationship. And remember that relationship is two. So yes. So when a person tries to keep this relationship and tries to improve it, yes, they can, of course. It needs a lot of work, let me tell you. It needs a lot of effort.
Well, that's where you come in, right? As a psychologist and psychotherapist.
Yes.
And that's I imagine that you have to dig in into their subconscious level as well.
Yes. So my the way that I work when that situation came to me with this couple that they are looking for couple therapy is that I work with them separately. Because in my practice, I already know they have their own traumas, their own issues, their own insecurities. And if I try to fix them together, it's not going to work.
Interesting. Like that's why I like that. So you try to deal with them individually first.
Individually first.
I like that.
We work about childhood, about traumas that everyone has that is projecting right now. Those traumas is projecting right now in these toxic relationships.
Hold that thought for a second. As a psychologist, psychotherapist, why is it? Because I know I've spoken to a lot of people throughout my career. I was 30 years in Miami-Dade County government. I dealt with domestic violence issues and all kinds of social issues, so on and so forth. Why is it a certain people, Elisa, always end up picking or choosing a toxic partner? Why?
Oh my God. Yes, I know. That's yeah, we laugh, but it's very common. Normally, when a person came to me asking for help and I asked, is that the first time that you have a relationship like that? I say, no, it's the fifth one or it's the third one.
And we have to end it.
It's a pattern. So let me tell you this. It's different things that a person can choose always the same toxic relationships. The first one is if the person is not aware of his mental patterns, behaviors, mental programs, mindset, is going to repeat and repeat and repeat the same things.
We have to cut that, right?
Yes, and that's my job. Create consciousness. And then we work to heal or to change, creating new habits, creating a new mindset so that person can be free and cut, as you say, cut this toxic relationship or this string that it's attracting all these people.
And I do believe, and I know that, you know, we are all God's children, Elisa. You know that I have tremendous faith in God, and that every single one of us, all the thousands and thousands of our viewers, okay, they deserve to be happy. Everybody in this world deserves to be happy. We don't need to be in a toxic relationship whatsoever. Is there a direct correlation between a toxic childhood upbringing, what they see in their homes, and when that child grows up as an adult, can they also become a toxic partner, number one? And secondly, will they be also inclined to choose a toxic partner? Share your thoughts on that.
Totally, totally. Let me tell you something that maybe the viewers don't know. From the moment of,
conception, is it?
Conception, yes. Thank you, Rachel. The moment of conception until the 5 to 7 years old, a child, whatever that child sees, whatever that child listen music, watch on TV, their parents said to him, everything, this child is absorbing everything. Without questioning, everything is right, everything is correct, everything is normal, everything is fine.
Right.
So, yes. So, if this child does not receive love, care enough, this child is going to repeat these patterns as adult. Every time a kid looks something, even in the soap operas, music, cartoons, everything impact the life of that kid.
Everything.
That kid is going to use that same pattern over and over for the whole life, for his whole life. So that's why it's very important for a child, how they raise, how they feel loved, secure, because this 7 years, that's a vital period in a child's life. And again, if that child, for example, saw his parents arguing, fighting in a toxic relationship, there's a big percent that this kid as an adult is going to repeat the same thing, the same behaviors.
Unbelievable. Not good.
In both ways. Let me tell you something, because I have clients, for example, this girl, she always saw his dad, her dad, how abused verbally and even physically to her mom in front of her. And normally people think, oh, she's going to choose an abusive man, for example, but no, she becomes the abuser later. It can be both ways.
It could go either way. That's an interesting concept.
Yes, like, oh,
either way. That's not good. Let me ask you this, Elisa. Self-esteem. How much of a role does self-esteem play in a toxic relationship?
It's everything. Self-esteem, for me as a professional, again, it's the main, it's like the main thing for solve any situation. It doesn't matter if toxic relationships or something at work, or that's the best ingredient. Self-esteem, self-love.
Very
when
important.
When a person have a strong love for themselves, they're ready to face any situation with resilience.
I love it. So let's give a message out to our viewers. If there's any victims of toxic relationships right now, I would like to say, and I'm sure that you agree with me, is that if you are in a toxic relationship right now, I'm speaking to all our viewers. If you know somebody's a toxic relationship, don't let them bring down your self-esteem. Don't let them tell you that you're useless. Don't let them tell you that you're worthless. Don't let them tell you that you're not pretty.
Yes.
Because this chips away with our confidence level. What do you think, Lisa, on this?
No, that's true. And that's the first thing that it's affect in a negative way when we are in a toxic relationship. The self-esteem, because this toxic is affecting, and the first thing that we thought, it's like, oh, it's something wrong with me.
So there's nothing wrong. I mean, you know, normal people, but there's their negativity upon us. What are some tips, Elisa, as a psychotherapist, as a psychologist, that you would like to share with our viewers on how they can leave, run away from that person? Talk to
us, please. Well, first, call me, please. I'm here for help you. And I'm unique in my kind. I'm as a therapist because I see my client as a whole human being. So when a person came to me with different situations, not only toxic relationships, I can see my client physically, mentally, emotionally, even energetic. So as a whole human being. And beyond that, I'm even going beyond that. When a person is sitting next to me, I have the person, but I also have his parents, his grandfathers and grandmothers behind that client and their story. I was mentioned the other day that normally people do not know this about epigenetics and transgenerational connection. This science tell us that in the DNA, travel.
DNA? That's a new
DNA,
one.
DNA. Okay. Travel. Yes. Travel not only the color of my eyes or the color of my skin, they travel every information about emotions, about secrets, about relationships, everything from my ancestors. So if my, for example, my grandmother has toxic relationship as a pattern, it's probably that I'm going to have it too.
Wow. So let me stop you right there though. Okay. So you're saying that it could also be in our DNAs. So that is why sometimes you want to change, but you cannot change. So that's good news that it could be your DNA. And that's why they need anybody that's having problems with toxic relationships to call you as a psychologist, psychotherapist. Let me say your number. I know that, or you could say it. I know that people are watching, they could read it, but say it for the podcast, because I don't know if you know this, we're in iHeartRadio, Spotify.
Yes, of course.
Apple, we're everywhere. So call Elisa Billier, psychologist, psychotherapist. What's your number?
It's 561-543-3357. I repeat, 561-543-3357. If, because I'm working a lot, I really enjoy my work. If I do not answer your phone call, please send me a text and I call you as soon as I can. So please call me.
Awesome. You know, you and I were talking last week about toxic relationships, and I want to bring up some things that you told me about toxic relationships. So I want all our viewers to really understand this. You have mentioned to me, Elisa, that if people want to leave their relationships, that they can also work with their minds. Of course, you're going to work with them as well, but they can also think about maybe getting a pet or something. A pet is a great friend. Perhaps going to see their family again, because in a toxic relationship, as you were telling me last week, is that they isolate you from your family and your friends because they don't want you to talk to your family and friends. They're going to say, hey, this is a toxic guy or this is a toxic woman. You know, leave them. And you know, you have mentioned this, and I wanted to mention it today because I think it's so important for our viewers to know that there is hope, that there is ways that they can start building their self-confidence by being around people that will show them love. Share your thoughts on that again.
Yes, correctly, Rachel. And yes, of course, when a person is aware of they are in a toxic relationship, the best thing that that person can do is be around the people that they love it. Like they, you know, parents, friends, church, I don't know, a pastor, whatever you like, but be close to those people. You need it. You need it. And you need to rebuild your self-esteem again.
Recommendations, Elisa? Recommendations for a happy couple? What's the formula? Is there a formula for a happy couple?
Yes, of course. I laugh because Bert Hellinger, he's the father of family constellations therapy. I have a certification in that too. And he said he said that the formula for have a success or happy relationship and to have a completely disaster and toxic relationship is the same formula, just to focus in on positive or negative. And let me explain how this formula works. So for example, it's like he said, the couple needs to have a little debt.
A debt, yes.
So for example.
With one another.
Yes. So for example, let me give you an example. For example, I know my boyfriend loves sushi. So tonight I'm going to surprise him and I'm going to make some sushi for him. So when he...
Oh, let him take it to a restaurant. You know, you could take him to a restaurant.
That's an example. So for example, if, well, he arrives from work and he see all my effort and that I, you know, I did the sushi for him, he's going to feel that he has a little debt with me. So after the sushi, he said, oh, let me give you, I'm going to do the dishes. Awesome. And also let me give you a massage. So I'm going to say, oh, that's nice. So now I have a little debt too.
Right.
So next morning I do the coffee and make some nice breakfast. It's always a little debt.
Right. But so you do something good for me, I'll do something for you and for me. That's beautiful because they start really bonding to one another and doing good things for one another. I love it.
Of course. And the same formula works for the complete disaster. For example, my boyfriend go out with his friends and arrives home late. So I'm angry and I say, I'm not going to cook for him no more. So next day he said, oh, you're not going cooking for me. So I'm going again with my friends. I'm going to be late again. And the same formula.
The vicious cycle starts there. Well, Elisa, unfortunately, we're running out of time. I want to thank you. So we could spend here hours, by the way.
I know. It's an amazing subject.
I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight and for sharing your keen insight on toxic relationships. Without a doubt, we all deserve to be happy.
All of us.
We all deserve to be happy and we all deserve to be safe. So I recommend that if you're having issues, contact Elisa Villard. Elisa, do you want to leave a last minute message to all our viewers tonight with regards to toxic relationships?
Yes, of course. Please focus on improve your self-esteem. That's the key. Be yourself, be happy. Start doing those things that you always wanted to do, but for your relationship or whatever you are holding back, start doing that. Believe in yourself. Ask for help. Please don't victimize. Don't be self-pity. You're strong and we can do this together. And I'm here for help. I'm here to empower you and be happy. And yes, as you said, everyone deserves to be happy. That's the mission of everyone in this world.
Thank you so much, Elisa. And we're going to bring you back on a different subject matter. We'll invite you back. Love you. And to all of you, thank you so much for tuning in into On Point with Rachel Turgeman. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, On Point with Rachel Turgeman. Keeping informed and staying connected allows all of us to make those right decisions. God bless you all. Stay healthy and safe. Bye-bye for now.
No, you're good.